healthier Lyon County.
KBOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM. Good morning. It is 8:21, 45 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And we're pleased to have with us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line, Sean Russell, the Emporia High girls wrestling coach. Exciting times for E-High's girls with the state tournament coming up this week.
All right, Sean Russell's with us here this morning. Sean, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. How are you today?
No complaints this way.
Good deal. What's the mood of the team going into the state tournament here Wednesday, Thursday?
Oh, they're very excited. They're looking forward to it, and this is what we've worked towards all season long.
All season long. Of course, this will be at Hartman Arena in Park City beginning Wednesday and going Wednesday, Thursday this week. And let's talk about, your squad this year, 7 going. Are you pleased with that, Coach?
Yes, very pleased. They've all worked hard. We're on the cusp of having a couple other ones, but very pleased with 7.
Tell us about the 7 that are making it here to state.
Well, we got our 109-pounder, Evelyn Geronimo. She's a senior. She's worked hard these past 3 years, and she made it last year and was one win away from placing, and she says she's ready to get it this time. 115, we have Asia Overgoon, and she's just a junior. This is her third year. Her first year making it to Hartman, and she's very excited. And then we got our first year, Katina Kiyosubunghong. I think I said that one right. She's been on fire lately, and she's ready to go. And we have our senior at 126, Maddie Griffin, who has 2 losses on the year. She's been ready since last year. Let's just say that. And then we have 138. We got Virginia Munoz. This will be her second year going to state. She placed 4th last year, and her goal is to get a higher place this year, and I'm very confident she can do that.
And she's got a pretty good record this year, too, doesn't she, Virginia?
Yeah, I think she has 6 losses, I believe. So a couple of those are some girls that, we avenged those losses later in the season. So very exciting. She brings her A game. Sky will be the limit for her.
Good.
155, we got Kiana Flores Delgado. This will be her first trip to Hartman. She is also a junior. She came all summer, and she came in ready to go. And that was so exciting to see for her. And then we got our Megan Olson at 235. This will be her third trip to state. She placed last year, and she's very looking very forward to this last tournament for her, and she's going to place very high.
Sean, talk a little bit about having that experience going into a tournament like this. Girls wrestling obviously new not only to Emporia High, but across the state as well here over the last few years. And the fact that you've got returners here, I'm assuming that the nerve level, say, from last year or the year before is not going to be nearly the same that you're going to have to work your way through and coach around.
No, they're ready. They've been there. The majority of them have experienced the atmosphere of the Hartman Arena. We've went to big tournaments all year, and like I tell them, it's just another live match.
And Coach Sean Russell, the Emporia High Lady Spartan Wrestling coach, as they gear up for a state tournament appearance coming up beginning Wednesday, and he'll hear all the matches live right here. KVOE live and local. We're excited to bring that to you. So a lot of very good records for Emporia High. Now, Coach, I tell you what, the popularity of girls wrestling, your thoughts on how that has basically exploded, it seems like, here not only locally but across the state and countrywide here in the past handful of years.
I guess it's very exciting to see it exploding here locally. We promote it very well. We try. We have success. On the state level, it's so exciting to see how many girls are getting involved. Anybody can wrestle. That's the hashtag, and they truly can. Nationwide, the numbers have doubled. I saw Nebraska had their first one, their first mm-hmm. nation tournament. Iowa, Missouri, Oklahoma. I mean, it's so exciting to see.
Sean, the other thing, too, is I would imagine that success begets success. And I'm assuming here over the last couple of years, you've had an increase in the number of girls who are at least interested in trying out the sport.
Yes, we have. And you know, I got a great group of girls. They're all positive. They talk highly of each other. And I think not only the success, but just the positive vibe that the team gives out.
So how many girls did you have go out for wrestling, Coach?
We started off with 28, and we ended with, I think, 21.
That's not bad. That's not a bad
turnaround. Nope, not at all.
For folks that really don't pay a whole lot of attention to wrestling here, Sean, versus, you know, this time of year when we get into regionals, now the state tournament, give us your perspective on the type of lessons that wrestling provides off of the mat, and especially here for girls that are involved with it.
You know, it teaches a lot. You know, it teaches the hard work, the dedication, the camaraderie, and, you know, just the grinding things out sometimes that you don't want to, especially at the end of the season. You know, sometimes they get long, but, you know, you spice things up, and it's wonderful to see them doing that.
And we had Athletic Director Curtis Simons on our program Saturday morning, and he was talking about the girls' wrestling program, and he alluded to something you brought up already, Coach, and that was how much they support each other on and off the mats. And something else he brought up was they're just like sponges taking direction. How coachable are these girls?
Oh, they are so coachable. It's so nice to see. They'll listen. They'll do as we say. We go over match type situations, and when we get into those, they already know what to do. We just yell some keywords, and you know they're right there doing what they need to do.
So what's a keyword? Give us a keyword.
Give us a couple.
You know, hand fight, sprawl, just anything that goes along with wrestling. Short time, all that good stuff.
Good deal. Sean, what's the schedule for the girls, at least to get things started here this week?
Okay, if you would like, you can come out tomorrow. We'll have a send-off at 4 o'clock at the high school. The drum line will be there. It's always just a fun atmosphere to experience that. We'll go down to Hartman, and we'll practice in Hartman Arena, get some of the newer girls kind of acclimated to that environment. We weigh in Wednesday morning at 8, and wrestling starts at 10.
Starts at 10. It is just about here. Well, Coach, congratulations on a great year, and best of luck coming up at the state tournament to you and all the ladies here this week.
Well, hey, we appreciate you having us on, and we, as always, we appreciate you guys' support throughout the season.
Yeah, we'll be there to bring all the matches live, so we're excited about it. Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, guys. We'll talk to you.
All right, Sean Russell, the head coach of the Emporia High School girls wrestling team. Yeah, big week, Chuck.
Big week.
You know, they could come away with a few medals here this weekend, I suspect.
I'm thinking so. Great to see the success here of the girls wrestling program, and we're hoping to get boys head coach Brooke Medrano on us here with us here a little bit later on this week here as well before the boys head down here for the state wrestling tournament. Want to let you know, we talked earlier this morning about how the newsmaker slot at 7:15, 7:20 is full here this week, and some dates are already taken out through most of March. We also are full on the newsmaker 2 slots here this week, including tomorrow at 8:20 when we're joined by Main Street Director Casey Woods. He'll be introducing Jeremy Horton as the director of Main Street's Fab Lab. If you want to be part of the Newsmaker 2 slots next week, call us at 620-342-1400 or email kvoe@kvoe.com.
Now, we could get you on an 8:40 or 2 here this week, so you know, you won't be totally shut out. We'll make something work if you want to get a hold of us here, and you can certainly do that by calling 342-1400 or getting a hold of kvoe@kvoe.com or Chuck or myself, and we'll make it happen. KVOE live and local. It is 8:30, 45 degrees. Good morning.
This happened yesterday.
I need to stop by my bank.